You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Glenn Lipanovich and Sandy Romina. Glenn is the originator for the Tuolumne Dotson Derby. Sandy Romina is the co-founder for the Tuolumne Dotson Derby. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
How long has the Dotson Derby been around?
Well, we started it in 2018, had it again in 19, and then COVID kind of put a kibosh on it. But we're back strong this year, and it's very excited.
All right. Glenn, you're the originator of this. Why was there a need for a Dotson Derby?
Well, Tina and I used to go on vacation to Oregon, and we took our Dachshund up there and raced it several times. And then when we retired, we thought, why not have one here? And our first thought was to get together with Sandy, because we've known her for 20 years, and she has done many benefits, as many people may know. And we thought she could be the one that could direct us, and she happened to have a Dachshund.
I have a Dachshund.
So we approached Sandy, and the rest is history. We decided it was going to be for Friends of the Animal Community, because that's where Lucy came from, and we do it.
Were you aware how many Dachshunds lived in Tuolumne County?
No idea.
There's a lot.
There apparently is a lot, although we do get them from
Hayward, Stockton. They come from all over to race. Yeah. It's fascinating. It's fun. The Dachshunds, the dogs all get along so well. It's amazing.
They have several nicknames, Wiener Dog and Sausage Dog. What do you call Dachshunds? How do you refer to them?
Dachsies.
Are they good dogs?
They are.
Great personalities.
Great.
Personality.
What I saw 3 years ago now in 2019, they all got along with each other. These dogs had never met each other before, but every dog was getting along. I didn't see any growling or fighting.
None. Neither did we. They get along just fantastic.
They seem to get along fine, yeah.
Do they all recognize that they're the same breed?
You tell me. I would imagine so.
The Derby races is a fun event, and it takes place this Sunday
May 1st.
The Westside Memorial Park in Tuolumne City. So tell us all about what Sunday morning is going to entail.
Well, about 10 o'clock, we'll start registering Dachshunds, and it's $5 to enter. And then by 12, we'll have our heats figured out because, the first year we knew we'd have five dogs. And as it turned out, we've had 54, both in 18 and 19, not the same dogs, but 54 dogs. So we had to break it down into heats. And at noon, then each heat will start to a semifinal, to a final champion dog. It's all for fun. It's not, nobody gets real, real serious about it. And then we'll have a hot dog lunch for $5. And then Friends of the Animal Community will also have a raffle. And all the money goes straight to them.
What does the winning dog win?
The winning dog wins a trophy. And second and third place get ribbons.
You're having so much fun with this. There's derby hat contests.
Yes. It always happens to be around the same time as the Kentucky Derby. Way back when. And so, yes, you can enter yourself with a derby hat, or your dog can wear a derby hat.
And you don't need to be entered in it to do the hat contest.
Right.
Okay, so you said there is going to be a lunch available for purchase.
Yes, sir. We barbecue hot dogs. And with the lunch comes a soda and a bag of chips. There'll be popcorn there also that you can buy, or you can buy sodas separately if you want. And actually, the volunteers, it's all volunteer, and Friends of the Animal Community bring volunteer, and we get a lot of support from Kohl's. They have a lot of volunteers that come and help us, so it's fun.
This is a benefit for Friends of Animal Community, so tell us a little bit about that organization.
It was originated by Darlene Matthews many years ago, and it's a great organization. They save, I believe it started with just dogs, but these days they do cats, and they save animals. Lost animals, animals that have to be given up, and they just do a great job, and they've been around, and it's just a good organization to help the animals.
And this is going to be fun for the spectators as well. Let me ask a very important question. Should a spectator bring another breed of dog to sit around and watch?
Not necessarily. They should bring a chair if they want to sit and watch, but it is limited to Dachshunds.
You mentioned raffles as well?
Yes, the Friends of the Animal Community have garnered quite a few raffle items. We're putting some stuff together. I know we've got our local pet stores involving and donating things, as well as just community members.
For more information, is there either a website that a person could look at or perhaps a phone number?
There is a phone number, 209-694-3178, and that's going to be my business number, Premier Event Rentals, but my staff is totally aware of answering questions for the Derby.
Otherwise, bring your dachshund to the Derby this Sunday morning, May 1st, at the Westside Memorial Park.
We look forward to you joining us. It's really fun.
Races should start right around noon.
Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Come and have a good time.
All right, Sandy Romina and Glenn Lapanovich. Great to see both of you. I will see you this Sunday in Tuolumne.
Thanks for joining us.
Mark.
Bye, Mark.